Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Wednesday, the 12th of April 2023. Today's topic is Payday for Evildoers. Our text today is taken from 2 Samuel 3 verses 37 through 39. For all the people and all Israel understood that day that it was not of the king to slay Abner the son of Ner. And the king said unto his servants, Know ye not that there is a prince and a great man fallen this day in Israel? Verse 39. And I am this day weak, though anointed king. And these men the sons of Zeruiah be too hard for me. The Lord shall reward the doer of evil according to his wickedness. Key verse 2 Samuel 3 verse 39. And I am this day weak, though anointed king. And these men the sons of Zeruiah be too hard for me. The Lord shall reward the doer of evil according to his wickedness. David was a king in Israel, and knew too well that there is reward for the doers of evil. At least, he had seen what God did to King Saul, that reigned before him. The sons of Zeruiah mentioned in our text were Joab and Abishai. They were close companions of the king and high-ranking officers in his army, but they used their relationship with the king and their positions in his army to do wicked things to others. They felt nobody would punish them after all. David, being a godly man, did not support their evil doings. Their evil deeds made the king weak. However, the fact that they were David's soldiers did not change God's law. Though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished. Proverbs 11 verse 21a. They all died shamefully. It is common to see people in the world using their position in the society to punish others unjustly. We are to help the weak and not maltreat them. We should not use our position to do harm to others. Are you a child or relation to a leader, a class captain, a senior, or are you stronger than others? Don't ever use your strength or position to bully or hurt others. Choose to be humble and helpful to all around you. Prayer for today. Lord, help me to use all that you have given me to help and not to hurt others. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading. Proverbs 11 verse 21.